south of the border, down Mexico way. That's where I fell in love when the stars above came up to play. And now as I wander.
Hello there, all you expat wannabes. I'm Johnny Mueller, and you're listening to The Expat Files, Living in Latin America, the show that tells you just what it's like to live, work, play, and or retire down here in Latin America. It's a mix of the good, the bad, the ugly, and the great, and it's all right here, so let's get started. All right, on the last show I was running out of time, so I wasn't able to finish some of the emails regarding dating, mating, sex, and romance in Colombia. So we'll finish that stuff up right now. And I think today we'll spend some time talking about various topics of interest in Colombia, since that's the country that's the hottest on the radar for gringos, expats, gonna-bes, and wannabes. Yeah, that's how the ebb and flow of Latin country popularity works. You know, first it was Mexico, a popular hotspot for gringos wanting to get away from things. That slow trickle of gringos to Mexico goes way back to the golden days of Hollywood, back in the 30s, 40s, and 50s. Then came international living, the AARP, and all the retirement mags saying Costa Rica is the place to go. That was 20 or 30 years ago. Yep, after the gringos ruined that. And then the next place, Panama. Then, even now, gringos have been flooding in thinking it's the next version of paradise. Then, on the heels of Panama, all of a sudden, the latest rage became Ecuador, along with Uruguay, and now all the focus has shifted on Colombia. So by all means, let's talk about Colombia. By the way, the email I'm finishing now is written by a guy who calls himself Not So Randy Andy. He claims he's just a nice average expat guy, a 5 on a 10 scale, just looking for a nice, pleasant, long-term relationship. So let's continue with the second part of Not So Randy Andy's email. He says, you know, Johnny, I've been down here, 10 years now or so, and I have a lot of friends back in the States, and not one has ever come to visit me. Oh, they promised to, all right, and they want to hear all my stories, but none have visited me. Excuses, excuses. Cowards, all of them. Then he says, Johnny, you know, I have some black friends up in the States from the old neighborhood. Not Cleveland, but close. And a couple of those guys are just about ready to come down, but they're wondering about the racism thing. Now, these are slightly upscale guys who really never had any boots on the ground in Latin America, but they ask, is racism prevalent in Colombia? If so, how persistent is it? Like they've said, they grew up with a certain amount of it up in the States and want to know if it's better or worse. To which I have to admit, yes, racism exists in Colombia, as it does in probably all countries, including the U.S. But to what degree? Well, you can't compare black and white in Colombia, or even Brazil, to most of the subtle ways you see it up in the States. Because, number one, the people here come in a large palette of colors. Number two, whereas up in the States, if you see a racially mixed couple, they'll get your attention. But down here in Colombia, or Brazil, there's so much of it, they just don't get noticed at all. In fact, the definition of racially mixed means something different to first world people than it does to people down here. For example, a dark person in the States would be considered black. Down here in Latin America, that might not be the case at all. He could very well be a moreno or dark Latino. So in fact, if you see a very dark guy with straight black hair and you call him black, he just might be offended and correct you by saying, no, yo soy moreno, which is a kind of racism, of course. Oh, and another thing. Earlier, I referred to the fact that many 50-ish gringos come down here and hook up with 25, 30, 35-year-old Latinas. And of course, if they visited back home in the States with that young girl, they would surely feel the heat of all the gossip going on behind their backs, as opposed to here in Colombia. Latin people, as a rule, don't really seem to care about big age differences. They're not bothered, and they rarely talk about it, because so many married couples have a huge age spread. For example, I probably know 3 or 4 married couples where the age spread between the guy and his wife is 20 years or so. I'm speaking of native Latin couples, too. Why that phenomena is so prevalent down here, I don't know. Perhaps it's due to the fact that so many Latin guys are womanizers. It's not uncommon for them to have more than one family or children from different women. How they get away with it, I'll never know, but they seem to. I heard one Latino psychiatrist on TV once explain that older Latin guys are seen as pretty good providers, whereas young Latinos aren't. So younger Latin women feel they'll have a guaranteed better lifestyle with an older guy, which is probably true. And to that point, I've had a few Colombian and Brazilian girlfriends over the years whose parents had an age spread of 20 years or so. No big deal in South America. Those kinds of situations just don't generate any undue gossip. However, if that happens in the States, it's the talk of the town. Then he says, strangely enough, in the reverse situation, when gringas from the States are down here in Colombia and have Latino boyfriends, I'd say at least half of the time, it's the American lady that's much older than her Latino boyfriend, husband, or counterpart. However, you rarely see that with Latin Colombian couples. So, racism, classism, sexism, elitism, yep, they've got all the isms down here. But to some degree, what country doesn't? As for racism, Colombia is very diverse and skin tones vary by region, even more so in Brazil. Though if you were to try to quantify or qualify the skin tones in Brazil, you'd find they're very much darker on average than people from Venezuela, Argentina, or Colombia. Brazil really does have a spectrum of skin color you have to see to believe. In Colombia, where I live, skin tones vary by region. There are many more black people on the Caribbean coast, like Cartagena and in Cali, than in Medellin. I've been living in the district of Poblado, Medellin, Colombia, for some time. Yes, Poblado is now famous for all the gringos that have been rushing in and driving up real estate prices and distorting the economy. Here, you'll find blacks are far and few in between. However, in other parts of Medellin and in most other Colombian big cities, there is a vastly different ethnic makeup. So remember, on the Atlantic coast, the people are much darker. On the Pacific coast, noticeably whiter. And not surprisingly, in the wealthier suburbs of cities like Cali, Bogota, Cartagena, and Medellin, you'll find much whiter-skinned, taller Latinos. Many, many more bottled blondes that look like Shakira. And the waiters, cleaning ladies, maids, and gardeners, mostly short, dark brown, and indigenous-looking. What does that say? Looking at Colombian Congress and government, the people are taller and lighter-skinned, too. What does that say? And on TV and the media, they're taller and lighter-skinned, too. What does that say? It says that in Colombia and Brazil and pretty much the rest of Latin America, for a Latin person to live the good life, have a car, a house, or an apartment, they either have had to have been born in an upper-class family or somehow along the way get mighty lucky. Because if a Latin person is born poor, there's almost no way out of the cycle of poverty unless they grow up to be beautiful or handsome. And that's becoming a reality more and more for many Colombian ladies. However, many beautiful Colombian ladies do get shafted on the way up as they get shoved through the media, fashion, beauty pageant, cultural meat grinder. Lately, there's been a third way out of poverty and into the good life, thanks to blogging, international living, and internet mating, dating, and hookup sites. A lonely heart gringo could come to a girl's rescue. And why not? Tens of thousands of people are playing that game. Which is why I think gringos in the States are nuts for contacting women through the popular Colombian online dating sites like ColombianCupid.com or Badoo.com. Gringos who use those sites are asking for a load of trouble, especially if the girls speak English, and most do. Then you can bet she'll also be wanting or even obsessed with the Kardashians, Disneyland, my jammy, U.S. cable TV, fast food, glitzy fashion, and always looking to change partners in the move on up to the so-called American Dream meal ticket, otherwise known as the good life. I know a number of gringos who came down to meet and personally interview the Latin princesses they met on ColombiaCupid.com. Soon enough, they find out most of the girls they meet want to get the hell out of Colombia and move to the States. And of course, the clueless gringo in the mix has no desire to live in Colombia. He wants to bring her back to the States, back to his hometown. Big mistake. That almost never works out. Because the guy goes back to his 40-hour-a-week drill press job at John Deere, and she's left at home, a strange creature in a strange world, eating bonbons and watching Spanish cable TV all day. Having no friends and family, she'll feel terribly lonely and displaced. And soon enough, she just might become addicted to food, Skype, and worst of all, the low-class Latin barrio nearest you. Then, not-so-Randy Andy says, I have one more tip for clueless gringos. If you think you found a real keeper Latina, whether on the Colombian dating sites or if you come down here yourself, try this conversation on her. Tell her that you're a libertarian and you hate the U.S. government and all it stands for. By the way, you'll have to explain what a libertarian is and her eyes will glaze over. Then, you hit her with both barrels and tell her that you've left the U.S. for good and never want to go back, not even for a visit, not even if your grandma dies, not even to visit Mickey or Goofy at the Magic Kingdom. Tell her your life's plan is to live in Colombia permanently. Then wait for her response. Check out the look on her face. If it's extreme disappointment, all I can say is, I told you so. Then Andy goes on to say, when I first arrived, it took me a few years to figure things out. I made some foolish romantic moves. But I did find out if you're looking for a nice relationship, you must make friends with normal Colombians who are not obsessed with the first world plastic Hollywood culture. Now, that's not to say they won't be curious about it. Even in Colombia, you can't avoid the first world media. However, like I said before, the ladies you want to meet work at coffee shops, banks, malls, etc. And the worst place to meet the right kind of girls would be clubs, bars, and in high-end gringoized districts like most of Medellin, especially Poblado, where there's practically more gringos than locals. And now, because of all the gringos and Europeans flooding in, it's Colombia's wealthiest neighborhood. Poblado, Poblado, Poblado. It's all the gringos are talking about. I'm tired of hearing about it. So, if you're really looking for sincere love, romance, etc., stick to the smaller cities like Pereira or Bucaramanga. They're really medium-sized cities of about 500,000 or so, but they get almost none of the press or media coverage of the big five: Bogota, Cali, Medellin, Barranquilla, and Cartagena. You can read my long-winded email if you like, Johnny. Thanks for the show and for telling it like it is. Normally, I'm not a whiner. Colombia is still a very fantastic place as long as you stay out of the big five cities and especially Poblado. Well, thanks for that, not so Randy. I guess you've said it all. By the way, I have a nice little virtual stack of a lot of emails from expats and gringos living in Colombia. They tell much the same tale. A lot of emails from expat guys in Colombia, but what about emails from expat gringas living there? Well, stay tuned. Got one right here for you. And this one comes from a lady who calls herself a gorgeous gringa in Colombia. Well, I hope so. You got a lot of competition there. She says, Johnny, I know all the first world man talk is generally about sports and sexy women. And lately, mostly sexy Latin women. Especially now, the full-figured Colombian type. Like Miss Bum Bum. Yes, there is a widely held big bottom beauty pageant that gets national attention, even international attention down here. And the three Latin countries that throw their hats or bums into that ring are Argentina, Brazil, and Colombia. Who else? So, yes, it's true, Colombia has some drop-dead gorgeous girls, but don't despair, gringas. Like Johnny says, you instantly get 2 or 3 points added to your score as long as you come down to Latin America. Latin ladies, you see, set their bar quite low. At least that's how us gringas look at it. They have to, because of the low quality of the available males here. And I'm not talking physically either. They get quite high points for that. I'm talking about rigid, dyed-in-the-wool machoism. So don't think because a Latin man is highly educated, he's necessarily abandoned his inborn macho nature. Is there a way to prove that? Well, Colombian men are the most highly educated of all Latins. No country in Latin America has more men and ladies with bachelor's and advanced degrees. So you'd think it would be a more enlightened society, but it isn't. Unfortunately, even the most educated Colombian men have been catered to all their lives as little princes and then big princes by their moms, sisters, aunts, even grandmothers. It's just a fact of life us transplanted gringas have to deal with. You won't see one ever sweeping the floor or doing the laundry, and even if they cook, it's either mom, the cleaning lady, the maid, or the sisters who'll do the cleanup chores. And if you happen to be the girlfriend, wife, or better half, that'll be your responsibility. Which is why if you have a Latin spouse, you will need a maid. Johnny, you're right when you say that Latin men are unabashedly super attracted to gringas. So first world ladies, never underestimate your power. You may think yourself unattractive, have some annoying traits. You might be neurotic. You might be a whiner. You might get 3 o'clock in the morning phone calls from your psycho mom. You might prattle on and never shut up. You might be fat and have way too many cats. Or maybe you constantly forget to flush the toilet. Like I said, you'll need a maid. No matter, I'm here to tell you, if you are a gringa of any persuasion, especially if you've got light or bottled blonde hair, I might add, and if you have clear eyes, that would be green, blue, or gray, you have literally hit the jackpot. However, you must use that power wisely, or you're in for, as they say, a world of hurt. The fact is, if you're a gringa in Colombia, you will not fail to meet your Latin Mr. Right. In fact, every guy will want to be Mr. Right, including all the married ones. Just be sure to check the lack of the wedding band tan, and you'll know what I mean. Many times I've been in a restaurant, cafe, bar, or club, and I'll see a guy at a table with his wife or girlfriend doing the lovey-dovey. And soon enough, I'm at the ladies' room or leaving or out in the front, and somehow, the same guy's temporarily abandoned his lady and he's making a play for me, with his date busy on Facebook right in the other room. Shocking, yes. Embarrassing, yes. Not for him, but for me. So, you will meet your Latin Mr. Right. You can be assured of that. But, mark my words, he'll certainly cheat on you. Which, in Latin America, is a pardonable offense, at least the first or second time. I know that probably won't sit well with your female listeners, Johnny. But it's true. In fact, at the health club one day, I did overhear a conversation between two rather good-looking 40-something ladies discussing how many times they've forgiven their husbands for cheating. I was stunned. When I lived back in New York, I was never privy to a conversation like that. Not even close. By the way, just nosing around at my health club, I've had some real eye-openers. Most all the men at my club are overly attentive to me and, of course, are trying to hit on me. Even though a good 25% of the ladies I would consider sexier and better looking than I am. And I'd rate myself about a 7.5 out of 10. Of course, they're Latinas, not gringas. And even though on occasion I wear my wedding ring, you wouldn't believe the persistence of these guys. I could be working out on a machine, walking down the hall, on the escalator, going up a staircase. All the guys want to get to know me. They want to help me out on the machine, give me tips and such. Trying to impress me with their business titles or lawyer jobs, knowledge of the Chicago Bulls or Knicks, just awful come-ons. They'll use the lamest lines to find your Facebook page, get your phone number, your WhatsApp. And I did make the mistake early on of connecting one of the trainers there to my WhatsApp. I think I've gotten 2 or 3 messages a day from the guy for the past 6 months. And I replied maybe twice in all that time. Yes, of course, these guys are all married, and when they try to invite me to coffee or lunch, I sometimes say, why don't we invite your wife along? You would think that would stop someone in their tracks, but it doesn't always work that way with Latin men. That's why, Johnny, when you talk about great business ideas in Latin America, I've often thought of a gringa business idea. I think you could call it something like Cheaters Anonymous, or more precisely, the Wives of Cheaters Anonymous. Then again, I don't think there's a stadium in the world big enough to hold even a tenth of the members. Oh, and another thing, Johnny, yes, it's true. Every middle-class Latina you meet is saving up for a boob, butt, or lipo job. But thankfully, if you're a gringa, you don't need any of that. Just being a real-life gringa in whatever physical shape you happen to be in is enough. I also have comments on gringo men who are coming down here looking for love and romance and whatever. It seems that there are 10 times as many gringo men coming down here as gringa ladies, and the men are coming pretty much for the same thing. So they're snapping up these young, stupid Colombian babes, leaving, of course, all the hot, good-looking Latin guys to us gringas. Being that I've been down here about 7 or 8 years now, and my Spanish is pretty good. Took it in high school and college up in the States. Then she says, I can tell you why so many gringo men who come down and hook up have relationships that crash and burn. I can see a couple of fatal flaws here that Latinas just don't seem to recognize. Gringo men hate it when they're not given their space. Us gringa ladies need our space too. But Latin men do give us that. Gringo men soon find out that Latinas are very clingy. They like to be around their men almost all the time. They don't give men their space. And I think that's all very reflective of the fact that they know their Latin men cheat, so they're constantly around looking for signs, trying to keep tabs on him. I know that sounds cynical, but I've got no other explanation for it. Johnny, you've mentioned that for Latins, personal space is at a minimum, which is why when you're standing in lines anywhere, people could be rubbing right up against you and touching you. That's the Latin society. The other half of that is it seems that Latin men and women don't really need all that much personal time alone. They like to be in groups and to be together. Like you've said in previous shows, Johnny, just look at the way they build their houses. They love to have common walls, and they love the sound of other families, dogs, kids, and chickens right next door. You rarely meet Latins, male or female, who are loners. So I've definitely noticed compatibility problems when gringo men have Latina girlfriends or wives. Gringo men definitely need their space. Now, they might not do anything more than watch the game on TV or work on their car or surf porn, but they definitely need that space and that time alone. On the contrary, us gringo ladies that have Latin husbands or boyfriends don't have that problem. Latin men love to be with their friends, watching the game, drinking, partying, and it seems after a while the only time they're with their ladies is when they get home from work at night and on Sundays. So if you're a gringa coming down to Colombia, get used to it. Oh, and here's a giggle. Never expect your Latin husband, boyfriend, or other half to be totally honest with you, which is a double-edged sword. For example, if you ask him if you're getting fat, unlike some first-world men who might level with you, Latin men will say, no, you're fine, you're beautiful, and they'll mean it. Or at least it'll sound like they mean it. Now, I know that some first-world studies say that the average person lies at least 10 times a day. Small little white lies that'll smooth you through various situations. You could double or even triple that for Latin men. And I suppose it's the same for Latin women too, so get used to it. Most of the time, no wrong is intended. It's just that Latins are non-confrontational and do not like to make a stink. Not in public, anyway. However, behind closed doors, a couple can really brawl and have some knockdown, drag-out fights. One minute, they could be killing each other, and the next minute, playing nice if someone happens to be around. So we have some big social conundrums here. Latin women love to be clingy. First world ladies, not so much. So Latin men will often complain in private to their other half that their gringo lady doesn't love them enough. Not the sex thing, but the touchy-feely in public thing that Latins are so good at. And gringos with Latina partners don't want them to be so clinging. And yet, at first, in the beginning of a relationship, all those gringo guys seem to love it. Kind of a brand new phenomena for most of them, I guess. So are we ever going to be able to work all this out? I doubt it. Oh, and one last thing. It's always been said that first world ladies are forever trying to change their men. I guess that's true. They're works in progress. Well, what about Latinas? Of course, I have many Latina friends, so I'm kind of a secondhand expert on this. And here's what it boils down to. Gringo men, your Latin girlfriend, wife, or other half, will constantly try to change you, but not in ways you're thinking. They'll try to change you into a churchgoer. They'll try to get you to go to extended family events that can happen practically every weekend. They'll try to get you to go to Mother's and Father's Day celebrations, graduations, quinceañeros parties. In short, they'll try to integrate you in their mostly very large families. Though they won't try to change your fundamental habits, which is something us gringas are often accused of. And for us gringas with Latino boyfriends, other halves, and marriage partners, the same thing goes. Get ready to join that extended family, or there will be a lot of friction. And get ready to go back to church once in a while, too. By the way, make room for me. I think I'm coming to your next seminar in January. And as for my Latin other half, he doesn't even know I listen to your show. He wouldn't get it. I wouldn't expect him to. Signed, a gorgeous gringa in Colombia. Well, thanks for that, gorgeous. I only have one question. Have you caught yours cheating on you yet? Okay, one last email from a gringo living in Colombia. He says, Johnny, I think you better let your listeners know that if they come down to Colombia, taxes and devaluation of the currency is killing new business startups. So do put them on notice that it'll be very difficult to get a business going down here. I mean, if it's on the books. They've got the highest tax rates in Latin America behind Brazil. That said, Johnny, the dollar to peso has never been better in a dozen years that I've been here. So if you have dollars, your purchasing power is about a third better than it was last year. So dollars go a long, long way on food, travel, restaurants. In that respect, it's great, but it's tearing the country down. People are losing their purchasing power daily. All right, so here's my story. I've been living in Medellin for the past 4 years, and at first, I loved it. Now it's gone downhill. First, the pluses. The people. Colombia has some of the nicest people in the world. The weather. Very warm on the coast, but never that humid. Healthcare. Fantastic private and public systems. I've used both. though the public system is cracking around the edges. And of course, the women, considered by some to be the most beautiful in the world. And the minuses? Well, it's getting more dangerous. El Colombiano, one of our Colombian newspapers, published murder rates earlier this week, and those in El Centro, that's Medellin downtown, rival Honduras, the highest murder rate capital in the world. In fact, earlier this week, a bomb went off a block from my apartment. Not a single mention in the press about it. I've been robbed at gunpoint, too. Okay, I know this can happen anywhere, but what differentiates Europe and the U.S. is that the police will actually do something. Here, the police do nothing. They don't even accept evidence that the robber left behind. Even though every Colombian is fingerprinted, so it should be easy to ID the suspect. And that Big Brother fingerprinting stuff is starting to come in a big way, too. But don't get me started on that. Number two, even though the currency is crashing against world currencies, it's becoming expensive. When I look at the prices in the supermarket, it shocks me how much more expensive things are than in the U.S. Fruits, vegetables, and milk are less expensive, but everything else is big dollars. And forget about buying anything imported from other countries or even the first world. Heavy, heavy taxes on that. And speaking of Big Brother, I've been shaken down and asked for my cédula by police more frequently than ever. And for no reason. And I look like the average guy. When I look back, in 2005 to 2010, Medellin used to be a paradise. And for many foreigners who live in El Poblado, that would be Medellin's Beverly Hills, life is better, but you better have the dough. However, more and more, I see the city is getting more dangerous and more unruly. My girlfriend, who is from El Poblado, agrees with me and wants to leave the city soon. People here say Cuenca, Ecuador is the place to go now. Better food in the Colombia, way cleaner, quieter, cheaper, about half of the cost of Medellin, a great expat community, good bars, and less polluted. I don't know. We'll see. Anyway, Johnny, keep on giving it to us with both barrels. Signed, Just Lester. Okay, Les, that pretty much needs no comment. Besides, we're getting towards the end of the show right now, and this will be your last chance to sign up for my July 2016 Expat Insider Seminar. Go to www.thenewexpat.com, click on Johnny's seminar link, and you're there. And check out John Galt's splendiferous side trips, too. I'll be tagging along on his second trip, so see you there. And finally, do check out my YouTube channel to see all those wild, crazy, and true slides we've put together that go right along with the show.
South of the border.
You've been listening to the Expat Files, living in Latin America, coming to you twice a week from somewhere south of the border. Email me, theexpatfiles@gmail.com. And if you want me to help you sort out your own Latin American plans, schedule a one-on-one consult with me. Just send an email and let me know at theexpatfiles@gmail.com. Nos vemos.